WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. Your daily dose of mindset moves to help you conquer the day and level up your life. I'm Jake Carter, here to keep it real with you, 5 minutes at a time. Today, we're diving into something super important, healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting much back? Like you're always saying, yes, when your inner voice is screaming, no. You know that feeling when you end up drained and resentful? Yeah, me too. That's where healthy boundaries come in. They're the invisible fences we set around our time, energy, emotions, basically everything that makes us us. Now, I'm not talking about building walls and becoming a hermit. Boundaries are about protecting your well-being so you can show up as your best self, in all areas of your life. Think of it like this. If you wouldn't let someone walk all over your physical space, why would you let them disrespect your emotional space? So, what are some practical tips for setting those boundaries? Let's break it down into 5 key moves. 1. Identify your needs. This is the foundation. What drains you? What energizes you? What values are non-negotiable for you? Once you know your needs, you can start to define what's acceptable and unacceptable in your interactions with others. Think about it like this. Imagine yourself at a restaurant buffet. You wouldn't load up on everything just because it's there, right? You'd choose the dishes that nourish you and leave the rest. It's the same with your energy and time. 2. Communicate clearly. Don't beat around the bush. Be direct and assertive when expressing your needs. Use I statements like, I need some time to myself right now, or I feel uncomfortable when. This helps avoid misunderstandings and sets clear expectations. Remember, you have the right to say no without feeling guilty. And saying no gracefully is an art form. Think of it as a polite, but firm, redirection. You can even offer alternatives if appropriate. 3. Enforce your boundaries. This is where the rubber meets the road. It takes courage to stand your ground, but consistency is key. If someone repeatedly crosses your boundaries, gently but firmly reiterate them. Don't be afraid to walk away from situations that become toxic. Remember, self-respect is non-negotiable. Think of it like training a puppy. You need to be consistent with your commands for them to learn. Same goes for setting boundaries with people. 4. Be kind to yourself. Learning to set healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble or feel uncomfortable. That's okay. It takes practice and self-compassion. Celebrate your successes and learn from your challenges. 5. Seek support. Surround yourself with people who respect your boundaries and support your growth. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or a therapist if you need guidance. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Now, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're working on a project at work, putting in extra hours to make it shine. Your coworker keeps asking for favors, piling more tasks onto your plate even though they aren't part of your responsibilities. This starts to feel overwhelming and disrespectful to your time. What do you do? Here's where those boundaries come in handy. You politely but firmly explain that you're already stretched thin and can't take on any additional work right now. Maybe offer to help with something else when you have more bandwidth, or suggest delegating some tasks differently within the team. See how setting that boundary allows you to protect your time and energy while still being a collaborative teammate. It's about finding that balance. All right, folks. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Identify your needs, communicate clearly, enforce your boundaries, be kind to yourself, and seek support. Boundaries aren't about being selfish, they're about honoring yourself and creating space for genuine connection and well-being. Now go out there and make some boundaries. And if you found this episode helpful, hit that subscribe button and share it with a friend who needs to hear these words. Let's keep each other lifted up. See ya in the next episode, where we'll tackle another mindset move to help you rise higher every day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.